Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by John Deere and the National Corn Growers Association. They're friends and supporters and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I want to review a few issues today as we plan our farming operation and look over the horizon at next year's opportunities and challenges. U.S. farm income this year is expected to be down again, hitting an eight-year low of $71 billion. In 2013, we climbed to a peak of $120 billion. That was off the chart. A positive statistic is that our debt is still manageable, not like in the 80s when a lot of farms and country banks went belly up. Next issue, Donald Trump will be working with a number of countries to boost our trade export numbers. We all know that U.S. agriculture runs an impressive trade surplus of about $16 billion. And since the North American Free Trade Agreement was signed in 1993, our exports to Canada and Mexico have jumped from $9 billion to $38 billion, and that's impressive. But let's look at Europe. Europe is exporting twice as much ag products to us as we export to them. Now, how can that be? We are certainly as good at producing food as they are. We're in the process now of negotiating a trade agreement with Europe, but it's not even close to being done. They use their tariffs to protect their beef, pork, poultry, and then GMO rules to close the door on grains. I think Donald Trump can get a better deal. And my last issue is Cuba. I was there last year. We were trying to find a way to open the trade door, which has been closed for 50 years. Well, suddenly, Fidel Castro dies. Well, maybe some things can change now. Maybe not. Certainly, President Obama has made some serious progress. We have an ambassador in Havana with full diplomatic relations. But that doesn't fix everything because we still have legislation which requires that Cuba pay cash in advance for their imports. That restriction needs to be lifted. Let our exporters deal with the Cuban importers. Get the government out of the way. Now, what will President-elect Trump do now? Will he trash the progress that President Obama made with Cuba? I don't have a crystal ball to read, but I'm hopeful. Fidel is gone. Raul, his brother, knows that Cuba is under a lot of pressure. Russia used to subsidize Cuba for years, and they can't afford to do that anymore. And Venezuela provided free oil for Cuba. Venezuela is all but broke. They can't help. Cuba needs to do something. Their citizens live on less than a dollar per day. They can talk about how educated they are and how good their health care system is, but that island country is broke. Young people are fleeing the island in droves, 60,000 over the last year. Maybe Donald and Raul can patch things up. We shall see. And I'm John Block from Washington.